Welcome back to Startup to Success on KLOS 95.5 FM HD3, SoCalArmenian.com.
Hello, welcome to Startup to Success. I have a very, very special guest today, Melora Hardin, who's an American actress and singer known for her roles as Jan Levinson on NBC's The Office and Trudy Monk on USA Network's Monk, and Tammy Cashman on Amazon's Prime Video's Transparent, for which she received a Primetime Emmy Award. Melora, welcome to my show.
Hi, how are you?
I'm so excited. I'm so honored and excited and also humbled to have you on my show today.
Thank you.
You are such an inspiration. Your dancing is, oh my God, your body. I mean, you're just sitting here and I'm in awe.
Oh, you're so sweet.
You're such an inspiration to so many women like myself, to my daughter too, okay? Who's over there taking photos of us. I would love to learn what inspired you to do what you're doing today.
Well, I come from a family of two actors, so when I was 6 years old, my mom was dropping off her headshots to her commercial agent, and her commercial agent looked at me and said, "Oh, you're so cute. Don't you want to do what mom and dad do?" And I was like, "Yeah, I didn't know that I could, I guess." And apparently I tugged on their sleeve for weeks and weeks and said, "Please, please, please." And finally they let me, they said, "Well, we'll let her go on 10 auditions. If she doesn't get anything, we'll ease her out of it and she'll never know the difference." They were worried about how I was going to deal with rejection. I got the first thing I went on, and that was the beginning of it all. So it all worked out well. I was very fortunate to be able to work a lot as a child and work a lot as a teenager and as a young adult and as an adult. So I was very fortunate to have great guidance. My parents have really taught me the craft of acting and how to be a professional at such a young age, and I'm really grateful for that.
That's amazing. How do you think the industry has changed over the years?
It's definitely changed. I mean, it's definitely changed. It's you know, along with everything else. You know, when I started out, you know, there was no cell phones, there was no internet, and everything was much more personal, a little slower. I'm actually concerned for young actors today because a lot of them don't get to be in rooms with directors and producers and casting directors. You learn so much from that part of the process that they're missing out on now. And I'm you know, both my daughters are both actors, and so you know, they have had some opportunities to be in rooms and stuff, but it's sort of the pandemic kind of you know, ruined that, and I think people are taking advantage of that now because they liked that they didn't have to drive across town to meet with people. But I think that what they're missing out on is that they're by not driving across town, they're also missing that human connection. So I think it's different. It's different. It's different. And it also is, you know, it's better and worse, you know. Yeah. I think, you know, just like anything, right? It's better and worse.
I think a little bit more worse than better. But then when I say that, my daughters laugh at me. They're like, "Mom, you're too old. That's why you say that." To them, it's so normal. It's natural.
Right, right, yeah.
What advice do you have for young aspiring actors?
I just think that the good thing about today is that there are so many platforms that they can expose and exploit their own work, their own creativity, and that they should just be involved in everything they can. Whether, you know, they should be in classes, they should be doing short films, they should be making their own things, they should be finding people who are making things. If they're not a person who is, you know, inclined to write or direct or anything like that, they should find people who are, and they should, you know, try to be in plays, try to be in, you know, short films, commercials, like, just do everything they can. Do everything they can.
Thank you. That's amazing advice. And as you were speaking, I was thinking, not just aspiring actors can benefit from that, but also entrepreneurs and people who are expert matter speakers. Because nowadays, with all the platforms, everybody needs to be able to voice their knowledge, their talent, or whatever it is. But it also, I think, all the platforms that are out there and available are great, but they also make things challenging for the entertainment industry, in my opinion, wouldn't you say? For example, if anybody can start a create their own movie or start their own podcast, then how does that affect the people in the entertainment industry who are training to become, you know, let's say radio hosts or actors and so on?
I mean, I think that, look, the cream always rises to the top. People that are good at what they do are going to be able to find their way. And if they're really, really passionate, which you have to be, you know, pursuing anything really, right, where you're your own boss. And I think that's just part of it, you know. And I also say, you know, you have to have a tough skin. You have to be able to be vulnerable in your job, but you also have to be able to be resilient. So I don't think it truly affects anybody in a bad way that there's so many opportunities. I think that the fact that there's so many opportunities is great, because people can cross-pollinate and find each other and think creatively and you know, think outside the box a little bit, being that, you know, kind of the internet and stuff is like kind of the wild, wild west. That doesn't mean everybody's gonna soar there, but you certainly have lots of opportunities to get seen and heard. And if you have something meaningful to say, or you have really exceptional talent, or you have some way of you know, inspiring, tapping into the zeitgeist or inspiring, or, you know, then you're gonna succeed.
Great advice. How do you juggle motherhood and your career?
You know, I guess I have always felt like we're still gypsies. We just travel in airplanes and not caravans, and I'm comfortable with that. And I think that when you're comfortable with it, then your family and your children, and I picked an amazing partner who is an incredible partner. He doesn't believe that I'm supposed to, you know, be holding up the world when I'm away on location. He holds up the world, and when he's away, I hold up the world, and we work together as a team. And I really couldn't do it without him. And, you know, definitely my children for sure come first. And I've said to them many times, if you girls were not as happy, joyful, thriving as you are, you know, I actually am able to do what I do because they are so successful as young women in the world, just being themselves and getting through school, doing school, enjoying school, making good grades, not being into, you know, drugs and, you know, like they're just good people that are connected to their own sense of their own moral compass, and that makes it so that I can rely on them and know that they're doing great. And now, you know, my older daughter is now, you know, almost 21, so she's a young woman and out in the world and all that, but both of them are just, they're just great, great, great girls. And without that, I really couldn't do what I do, because I would have to put them first, and I would have to stop and prioritize them, you know. And I think probably the fact that they know that is also probably why they're so great, because they know they do come first in a really true, deep way, you know.
And I also think when they have a mother like you, they can't be anything less than great, right?
You're amazing. I hope that's true. That's true.
What's the one thing that you can look back and say you figured out that took your career to the next level?
I don't know that there was a one thing, you know. I think it's there's this wonderful quote that I think the guy who started McDonald's used to use. I don't know where it came from originally, but it talks about persistence being the thing, you know, and that, you know, education alone, you know, is not omnipotent, and, you know, it's there's so many, you can have everything, but if you don't have persistence, you have nothing. And I think it really is, tenacity is a huge, huge piece. So I would say that, I guess, just realizing that through the highs and the lows and the ups and the downs and the goods and the bad, you just have to keep on keeping on, you know?
Amazing. Can you share a little bit about your daily rituals? Do you do meditation?
Oh gosh. I mean, yeah, I wish I was a person who was like a little more routine-like, because my life is so up and down, in the sense that some mornings I'm waking up at 4 a.m. to go into the set, and other times I can sleep till 10. And so I don't have a lot of consistency to my life, and I guess in a way I'm good at rolling with those punches, but I always try to take time to connect with the people that I love, and I try to take time to exercise, and I try to take time to meditate. I do that a lot. I don't just meditate like lying down. I sometimes will just meditate sitting up with my eyes open in a conversation. Even I'll take a little moment just to sort of do a quick meditation to kind of recenter myself. I don't know. I try to do something creative every day, and
I love that. Yeah. I love that. Can we talk a little bit about dancing? You're
sure.
Such an amazing dancer. Aww. I mean, I'm just, you inspired me to want to dance. Aww. But I feel like after my third child, which he's 8 months old, I feel like I can't move my body. Aww. Is that normal? I just don't remember going through that. When I had my first two daughters, I was in my late 20s. Uh-huh. I recovered really quickly. But right. with the younger one, I'm 43. I feel like I can't move my body. I was trying to dance over the weekend, and my moves were not the same. Let's talk a little bit about dancing.
Well, that's a very young baby. You have time. You'll get all your moves back. Don't worry.
But your moves are just impeccable. How much time did you invest in?
Yeah, well, it was fun. I've been dancing since I was five, and then did Dancing with the Stars in November of last year, and that was super fun. It's a lot. The show itself is a lot. But yeah, I was a very serious, ballerina. I really thought I was going to be a ballerina, and that acting was my hobby when I was a kid. So I have invested a lot of time and energy in dancing, for sure. But never had I done ballroom dancing, so that was a whole new thing. And it was really fun and definitely hard and really different than anything I'd done, because learning to dance with somebody in unison, and having to do all those steps at the right time in the right place, and it's quite tricky, but really, really fun and wonderful.
You inspired me to continue dancing, even though I feel like my dance moves are gone for some reason. I belly dance a lot.
They'll be back. They'll be
but
back,
the
I
hips
promise.
Are just not moving for some reason.
They're going to come back.
I can't wait. Wow. Okay. One more question. What's one takeaway that you can share with women who are mothers and working and really trying to succeed on their own and make money on their own terms? What advice do you have for them?
I guess just, bravo and hip hip hooray for you. I would say just to make sure you take time for yourself too. Make sure that you have time to like fill up the coffers and fill up the tanks, do things that, even if it's just like once a month, but make sure you set time aside to just play. Like, don't forget to play. It's very important, and I think we'll just feed whatever business you're doing, and certainly feed you as a mother and a partner, and so yeah, that would be my advice, I guess.
Thank you for continuously being so gorgeous.
Oh, you're so gorgeous
and
too.
And so inspirational to women like me and even, my 15-year-old. She's obviously she's obsessed she learned about you actually from The Office. And then I told her, I said, well, I learned about her from Dirty Dancing. And so I've been a big fan, and it's such a pleasure to have you today.
Thank you
so much for your time.
Thank
and
you.
If you can just share with our audience where they can follow you and learn more about your projects that you're working on.
Yeah. If people follow me on Instagram at Melora D. Harden, I'll be talking a lot about my documentary series, which I've been making for the last 4 years. That's about women holding women up and what it really takes to transform trauma and healing and And it's joyful, and it's you know, it's a look into you know, how two women in their 50s do this together and hold each other, and I think that it's very needed, and it speaks to many things, you know, sexual trauma and how we can all participate in that. If it is 1 in 4, you know, I'm also in the documentary, and I think that there's a really beautiful opportunity for people to see themselves, whether it be in me or in Hunter, my subject and friend, in Thunder Hunter and Me. It's called Thunder Hunter and Me. And at the moment, it's a 4-part documentary series, and I'm just trying to find a home for it. And when I find that home, I will certainly be talking about that on Instagram. And also through the documentary, an extension of the documentary is a wallpaper line that that sort of just came from collages that I was making that became a healing tool for Hunter, and then ultimately became something that everybody wanted to see bigger, and has now will be launching into a wallpaper line.
That's
so
exciting.
I'll be talking about that on Instagram too. So I hope everyone will follow me there.
Absolutely.
and be looking forward to hearing about Thunder Hunter and Me and my wallpaper.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Thank you. I'm so excited, and maybe we can have you back and
yeah.
have you share about the wallpaper
yeah.
journey and what it took to start it and launch it and all that
yeah.
fun stuff.
That'd be great.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Such a pleasure.
Oh, you too.
Thank you for joining Startup to Success with Maria on KLOS 95.5 FM HD3 SoCalArmenian.com.